Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Boom, we are back. Yes. And before we get Greg on, I just want to, you know, share how we kind of met. You know, we met through Facebook, good old wonderful Facebook, and is one of the groups. So he's a part of the Zillow Killer Tribe over there with Mr. James Rembert. And we've had him on here as a guest, so you guys are familiar with James. But Greg is a realtor there in San Antonio, Texas. He is killing it. And he's not only just a realtor, he's a husband, he's a father, and he's having fun with videos. So without any further delay, we're going to go ahead and have him on. What's going on, Greg? How are you?
What's going on, family? I'm good. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. Wonderful. So, man, you got some exciting things that's been going on in your business.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year, 2020. It's been a whole lot going on, and went further into video this year than I ever have before and just haven't looked back since.
So let's talk about, before we really dive deep into videos, because that's obviously what we talk about. That's what we do as well. And I've been, you know, preaching it and hitting on it at least for 5 years now. But it's fun when you get other colleagues that's enjoying it as much as you are and having success as well. So what kind of marketing were you doing before you started doing videos, just out of curiosity?
So I tell you, you know, I've been in real estate for, as of today, right at 11 years. And I was the quintessential realtor. I was door knocking, cold calling, a lot of open houses. And that was pretty much just how I ran my business. It was a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of work. And, you know, really well. I sold real estate in New Mexico for 5.5 years before moving to San Antonio 6 years ago. And that was their traditional method that I knew about. And it wasn't until the last brokerage that I was with, actually through the thought processes and the teachings of the Zillow Killer, James Rembert himself, that I really got exposed to what was possible with video and with Facebook and marketing and targeting and, you know, resonating and creating content. That journey for me started really about 2 years ago. And it's interesting because I look back at some of my old stuff now and I'm like, whoa, I was early in the game with that. But now today, you know, we've transitioned from short 1 minute videos on Facebook to now long form content on YouTube. And it's just been real dramatic with the difference of what my day to day looks like and just the way that we generate business.
We're going to talk more about your day to day routine a little bit later. I think it's really good that you hit on that. So you started doing video seriously about 2 years ago. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. Started on Facebook and just kind of open house promos and documenting my day and covering real estate related topics.
Awesome. Also, when did you start your YouTube channel?
My channel, actually, I started that May of this year in 2020. So what is it, the 10th now? I uploaded my first video on May 6th of this year. And it was on a Thursday. And I started getting views over the weekend. And on Monday, I had 3 people call me about moving to San Antonio and buying real estate.
Boom. That goes right into the next question.
Yeah, that's quick.
Yeah, that's fast. But that's how fast videos can work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So no, absolutely.
How do you determine what videos to create, because I know I get a lot of questions. Excuse me, Lo, I don't know what to shoot. I don't know what to record. I don't know what to talk about. How do you determine that?
So I happened to be up in April of this year when the coronavirus thing was really happening. I happened to catch an article on Inman about video and about YouTube. And I came across this article and they talked about keyword research and how with Google, you can see what search volumes are looking like. And with a tool like TubeBuddy, mm-hmm. you can see search volume and those kinds of things. And it was like 4:30 in the morning and just a light bulb went off for me, because I think for a lot of realtors, you know, we want to create content that's valuable for people. We want to be of value. And yet it feels like a lot of times we're shooting in the dark with what we're creating. Whereas when I started finding resources like Keywords Everywhere and TubeBuddy that could tell you what people are searching for on the internet, like this is what people want to know about. And so it became no longer, hey, I think this might be a good topic, or I feel like I want to shoot about that. But it just became, what does the data say? What are people searching for? And once you start giving people what they want, they will show up. They will call you, text you. They will email you. Like, they will reach out to you to do business because they see you as an authority. So I'm in some Facebook and some different groups, and that's a question that comes up a lot. And I say it always just goes back to the keyword research, like find what people are looking for and then just make videos about that.
Absolutely. And those are the two tools that we use as well. Just to repeat that, TubeBuddy and Keywords Everywhere. So those are the main two tools that you use as far as your data and your research to know what type of videos to create to attract sellers and buyers. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Carla, do you have any questions or any input at this point?
Not about this question.
All right. And guys, when y'all was jumping on, Greg is sharing some great stuff. So if you have any questions, go ahead and post them in the comments below.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and move to the next one. How do you get your videos to rank on page one of Google?
So the first thing, going back to the search engine optimization with checking out the search volume and things like that, first thing that I really want to look for is something that's very highly searched. So I usually start with like Keywords Everywhere, and I'll type a few things in, you know, living in my city, moving to my city, pros and cons of my city. Those are all really good videos that any realtor can do in their market. And the crazy thing is, like, it'll legit just tell you, like, hey, people are searching the pros and cons of your city 6,000 times every single month. And, you know, so then I look at a competition score. If it's a low competition type of deal, you can see that there's not a lot of content out there about it already. I'm like, all right, that looks good. You jump into TubeBuddy and you start adding key phrases and words to it and crafting up a title. And then the cool thing about TubeBuddy is it just takes you step by step through the process. It says, and it gives you a score also on the SEO and how well, you know, you have the possibility of ranking for this title. So I tell people, if you can follow the instructions, like, you know, if you just follow the recipe on the cake box, unless you just really tear that thing up, like, you're going to get a cake. And so, you know, you just follow those instructions. And I tell people, like, I like to shoot for, like, in TubeBuddy, an SEO score of like 95 to 100. And I know that if my score is high after that, it just becomes a matter of creating really the best kind of content possible. Like, I see people, they're in the volume game, so they want to post 2 videos a week, 3 videos a week. But for me, like, I made a decision like early that I would focus more so on quality content. Like, if I could crank out one really good high value video a week, that was my strategy. And for about a good 5 months, I was consistent about 1 video a week. That consistency, YouTube loves that. They know that you're posting a video every Thursday or Friday. Or even if you're on other platforms like Facebook or Instagram, like, if you get consistent with your posting schedule, you know, whoever's watching you, like, they start really expecting that your stuff's going to come out a certain time of the week, or, you know, they start really kind of relying on that and they start following you. So that's the main thing, is just finding those keywords that are searchable, ranking those and optimizing those with the resources, and then just make a really good video. Have an emotional conversation about your market. Like, as realtors, we like to be real technical and talk about the numbers and, you know, we're always working behind the scenes to live, to do those things that we don't want our clients to have to worry about. When really, if you can get in front of a camera and just talk to them like they're a friend, like if you had a friend, like, hey, what's it like living in your city? Just talk to them like they're people. And that authenticity, like people really dig that. And they'll watch your video all the way to the end. It doesn't matter if it's 8 minutes, 12 minutes. I got an 18 minute video that people just watch. That's about where to live in San Antonio. And it's just a real cool thing to see. So just content that's relevant and consistent and ranks high.
Awesome. Now you said you were doing once a week. Are you still consistent with that? Or
I got to tell you, man, so the business starts coming in. The business starts coming in and it's like, oh man, I got to structure some things and add some leverage and all that kind of stuff. So I've had a showing agent model in my business for the last few years now. So showing homes didn't really bog me down a whole lot. The editing process is a little involved.
Yep.
And most recently I've hired a video editing company that's taking a look at my content right now. We're kind of working together on the first few so that I can just offload the whole editing piece.
Nice.
But Video Husky, they've got video editors in the Philippines. So it's kind of cool. You can give them all your stuff. You go to sleep. They work while you're sleeping. You wake up the next day. You've got edited content that you can push out.
Hold on. You said Video Huskies?
Video Husky.
Husky. Okay.
H-U-S-K. Video Husky. And their onboarding process is pretty solid. Like they, you know, you upload your clips. They handle 4K footage.
Nice.
You kind of have an outline and a framework. You get an assigned editor, and they'll turn stuff around in about one or two business days.
That's good to know. We've been kind of looking at a couple, but that's my first time hearing a Video Husky, so we'll check it out.
Yeah, Video Husky is real strong, and then I'm checking out Mid Chops also.
Mid Chops?
Mid Chops.
Oh, like Vid.
Mid Chops, okay. Yep.
Vidchops.com. Pretty cool. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Carla, you good?
I am.
Oh, yeah, she's really excited.
Yeah, I'm learning. Listen.
I'm like, man, what's she going to ask me? She like waiting to the end.
She's going to load you up at the
end. Because I know that there's questions that, you know, people ask. I want them to be able to get their questions asked before I join in.
Right. Awesome. Okay. Well, cool. So let's talk about equipment. That's one question I didn't have written on, but I just thought about that. What you share what you're using on Facebook. And I'm so glad that you do that because I upgraded my phone, the 11 Pro.
Yeah,
it shoots great videos.
And
I was like, you know what, let me use this. But we're getting ready to upgrade. And because of a couple of your posts, I know you talk about, I know you use GoPro. Is it GoPro 8 or GoPro 9?
So I've got the GoPro 8 now. They came out with the 9 like 2 months after I bought the 8. So I was a little salty about that. I didn't even know that was in the works. So I've got the 8. I shoot with the GoPro now, but all the videos, I want to say like the first 6-7 videos that I shot on my channel, all of which performed really, really well, I shot with my cell phone.
Yep.
And the one thing that I would change like from the beginning, like I say, like you can shoot with a cell phone into perpetuity. I mean, they got amazing cameras on there. I would look at, if I had to do things over again, I would get a better microphone early on, because you look at some of those original videos, they sound like I'm in a tin can.
So the audio definitely matters more so than the video. Would you say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Audio is like super important, because if you think about it too, I don't know about y'all, like I got the premium subscription on YouTube, so I don't get the ads and stuff. Like I'll put something on play and then just kind of go off about my business. If I got things that I'm doing, I'm listening to it. I might not be watching the video all the time, but I've got it playing in the background. I do that when I work out too. But I would say invest in a good microphone, whether it's like an attachment live mic or like with me with my GoPro, I've got a mini Rode shotgun mic. Mm-hmm. It's real nice for directional stuff. It'll pick up the audio really good, kills out background sound. And so all the videos that I shoot with a green screen. I like doing that because it's hot in Texas. In my house I have air conditioning, so I'll shoot with the green screen behind me, put some cool stuff back up there. But yeah, I mean, and people ask a lot of times too, like, what does my setup look like? And so I started with just a green screen. I have a 19-inch ring light, that's what I've got on right now, that's got me lit up, and I put my cell phone in there. I went about 7 videos deep on that before I went and upgraded to a GoPro. So I got the GoPro. The GoPro's got some really cool features. The slow-mo that I can shoot with that, like it gives like a real cinematic type of vibe to some of the B-roll that I put in there. But even now, the only thing that I really upgraded was from the cell phone to the GoPro. Everything else, I still got the same microphone, same ring light, same green screen. So I see people, they go out and they get like multiple box lights and these elaborate rigs and these setups. And, you know, that just creates a barrier to entry for people. I mean, number one, it costs money. And number two, like it just, you know, it's a little complicated. And if you've got really some basic equipment, a good camera, a good microphone, a ring light, and you don't even need a green screen, if you could set your office up to have it look nice behind you, you don't even need to do that. And for real inexpensively, like you can jump in there and you can start making videos. One of the coolest investments that my wife got for me for Father's Day was this Mavic Air 2 drone that I've got.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so I done flew that thing all over San Antonio.
That's cool.
So I'm gonna have to get, we're going to get a drone and play with. I'm the toy person and out of this relationship. So I love gadgets and technology. So that's my thing.
Yeah. I'll tell my wife, I'm like, she's like, you bought, because first of all, the accessories never stop.
Yeah, right. Ever.
But I tell her, I said, I'm making money with this stuff.
That's right. That's
right. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Go for it.
Is it okay? Do you memorize your scripts?
So I tell you what. So there, I've done it both ways. I've done just like the outline of the script where I've got bullet points and I'm talking about things that I already know about. And actually, I tell you what, the videos that are easier to do for me are the ones where I'm talking about topics, like pros and cons, talking about real estate related things. The videos that are more challenging that I typically will script out more and go more verbatim on a script are when I'm talking about places and neighborhoods, because I want to make sure, you know, I really explain out what this area is about, talk about the different things that are in there, and then just share the things that people have talked, you know, talked to me about why they like living in that area. Right. I know a lot of San Antonio, but it's when I talk about places, that's a little bit more challenging. That might just be me. So I've done it both ways. For the bullet point script, I kind of just have it off to the side. I'll look at it, kind of get my words together, look at it, come back. And then in the editor, I'll just cut out all the mistakes and the ums and all that kind of stuff. Most recently, just within the last couple of days, I invested in a teleprompter.
And I saw
that. Yeah. The Parrot teleprompter. It was about $100. It's just this little deal that clips right on the front of your GoPro, or it even worked for like an iPad or a cell phone. They've got attachments and stuff to get that stuff mounted on there. But it's really cool because it's got like a little reflective glass type deal. You put your cell phone in there. And one of the apps that I use, it has voice tracks. So I throw the script in that and then I'll just go through, read the script, and it moves as I speak because it recognizes the words. And that right there has it's cut my recording time more than in half.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said the voice track. What app is that? Is that the app?
Yeah, so that's the app. So hang on, man. I'll tell you what the app is.
Sure. That's cool. Because I know that's been one of Carla's things. So yeah. Go ahead, Carla. I'll let you share.
So I've tried to use, I just don't feel comfortable without a script.
Neither do I for the most part.
So I started using Big Voo, which helped me a lot, a mobile app that helped a lot. But sometimes I just don't always use my phone. And so I wasn't sure. I wanted to know because I've seen your videos and it always seemed very natural. And so I just was wondering if you memorized them or not.
So the next couple videos with the teleprompter is getting ready to come out. Before, I'd write the script out. I'd look at it, give about a good, you know, 4 or 5 sentences on it, go back another 4 or 5 sentences, and then chop that up with jump cuts in the editor. Now I'm using Prompt Smart Pro, and that's the one that's got the active track for the voice recognition. Prompt Smart Pro.
Awesome.
They've got apps both for Android, for iOS devices, iPads, iPhones, and that right there, I'm gonna tell you, is a game changer. I mean, my goodness, like. And now, for people, okay, now you get all monotone reading on a script, but if you can write the script in your own words. Mm-hmm. Like, I even spell, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but that's you.
Yeah, because that's me, right? That don't have to be you. But, you know, so I mean, I legit just, I even put legit in the script. I legit write out the script. Yeah. That way, you know, you can have your mannerisms and all that kind of stuff once you go through it. So scripting it out verbatim definitely takes a lot more work. But I'll tell you what, the way I see it is, if I can make a really good video and I can really cover this topic and I can be succinct when I do this and it's an evergreen piece, I never have to make this video ever again.
That's right. That's true.
And so, you know, for me, it's worth it to put some of that additional work into it.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Carl.
No, I just said thank you. It's awesome.
So before we go to the next question, I just wanted to point out here, because last week we did a live and we were talking about, you know, overcoming your fears of doing videos and, you know, how to get comfortable. And people, you know, a lot of people get hung up on what they look like, what they sound like. But you just pretty much, you know, confirmed that you really just have to be yourself. Even in your script, write it out how you talk. The more that you are you, then the more you're going to attract those individuals, those clients to work with you. That's how it works.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, no, 100%. I got a real interesting deal I could tell you about that. So.
Sure.
Super early in my journey, okay, I borrowed like the ring light from my brokerage. I went out to one of my listings. I was going to try to do this thing, and I had the the hoity like realtor look on. You know what I mean? Like, I had to be professional and all of this. And I mean, I sat in this house had air conditioning. I was getting all sweaty and flustered, and I've got all these takes, and finally. I can still remember this video. It's like a couple years old. Like, I just looked at it and I was like, man, this video thing is tough, but I'm gonna work on it. And then I looked back and I was like, y'all see this kitchen? It's all right. I posted that part of the video where I was just trying to blow off steam and just kind of relax a little bit. And I mean, that video has so many views. People commented on that thing. They shared it. They threw it all over. They said, man, Greg, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, I hate videos. And I was like, okay, I just need to relax.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I just need to talk to this camera like it's a person.
That's right.
So that ever since that one deal, since then, it's like, okay, that was when I really started.
That's great advice.
It is.
Because I know I get caught up in that all the time. Mm-hmm. I won't even do a video because I'm like, oh, I got to get my roots done. I got to get my hair retwisted. Do it.
But what's so interesting is that the videos that she really didn't want to do, or she didn't look her best, or maybe even didn't feel her best, have been some of the game changers.
That's true.
Relatability. People relate to that.
Exactly. That's awesome. Now, one of the questions I know a lot of people have is leads. How many leads are you generating? You know, what's been the difference this year from last year in your leads, and how much, you know, is it costing you?
So that's the interesting thing, right? Because when I started on this YouTube journey, like, I was following two guys out of Portland with their channel, like, mm-hmm. kind of modeling what I was doing, Jesse and Jackson out of Portland, Oregon. And they would say in their CTAs and their calls to action about how they're getting people calling them every day about moving to Portland. I was like, every day? Really? I can tell you, though, after 6 months, we average like 1.3 leads a day.
That's awesome.
Some days, like, we don't get any. Other days, like, the most I've had in one day are 8 people reach out to me in one day about moving to San Antonio. Awesome. So when you average that thing out, you know, I mean, it comes out to about every day.
Absolutely.
The interesting thing too is when you start putting links to your CRMs or to your property search websites, you start putting those in there, or you start putting Zoom links with call to actions in your descriptions, like sites that you normally have to pay money to for people to get a forced registration. People just go to those sites and register. They reach out to you via those sites and send you text messages. People will book Zoom calls on your calendar to speak to you about moving to your city. And so when you start talking about, what is it cost with YouTube, My ad spend is zero.
Say that. Wait a minute. Say that again for the people in the back, or maybe have
in the back. In the back, my ad spend is zero on YouTube. Now contrast that with like Facebook or Instagram ads. Like, you know, in 2019, for a good chunk of that year, I was spending upwards of like $1,200 to $1,500 a month in Facebook ads, and it was a strong ROI. Okay, but at the same time, the work involved with those kind of leads at a 1 to 3% conversion rate, like if you sweet on the phone, you convert in 1 to 3%. And right. So you think about the time invested with that kind of stuff versus with YouTube, with an organic strategy, with keywords that people are searching, you're putting out content that people are hungry for. And it's low competition in this thing. Like the market is wide open right now. Those leads are about as hot as you can get in real estate. Somebody raising their hand and calling you. And like, you wouldn't believe I show you some of these text messages. They're like, hey, I'm thinking about moving to San Antonio. My cousin's going to come to San Antonio. And if we can both go, my mom, we're going to get my mom out here too, because she need to be close to us.
Yes.
And I'm just like, man, the whole family coming out here. You know? Now I do have some costs with like software.
Sure.
And stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, you pay $10 for like 10,000 searches with keywords everywhere. I want to say TubeBuddy is like $20 a month. I've got Canva and PicMonkey that I use for like all of my graphics and images. I've got a subscription that I think is like $25 a month to Envato Elements, which they've got a lot of really great stock footage, amazing music. They've got just all kinds of really good things that you can get access to. So between my subscriptions that support the channel, I think I'm sitting at around about $150 a month.
That's total,
like all in. Mm-hmm. But people ask me like, okay, so you've started this thing in May. My first video was May 6th. Like what's that translate into? Well, in that amount of time, we've closed 16 transactions from YouTube.
That's awesome. Congrats.
At a much higher price point than what I'm used to, because these people come from California, they come from New York. Like they got money to burn with them expensive houses they selling out there.
Right.
You know, we've placed a little over $3.5 million worth of referral fees at 30% in outside markets for those listings. Yeah. We've got 8 under contract right now. 2 people came into town last week and bought houses. We've got 4 more on the books for this month and 3 coming in for the month of December. And the pipeline is real fat so far for 2021.
Yep.
All from video.
Yeah. All from video.
So I'm sold now. Oh, I'm like, I get people now who, you know, they don't answer their phone when I call them 2 or 3 times. And I'm like, I'll just keep making videos. They'll call me back.
Absolutely.
That's right. That is just, that's awesome. And you're right. I don't even do as many videos as I need to, but I'm seeing the difference in the videos that I'm doing. I may do once a month right now. And
actually you're doing more than that. And I have to give you credit.
Okay.
I got to give you credit. You're doing more than that.
But okay. More? Every 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. You're doing 2 or 3 a month.
I'm trying to do more.
Yeah. She's trying to do more. But it's all in the content and the quality of the content. Right, Greg?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like 3 really good videos will beat 6 kind of halfway decent videos all day long.
Absolutely. And that's fantastic. So, and like I said, you know, we follow each other and I've been seeing your growth. And it's just been extremely encouraging and fun to watch, because this is what we do too.
Yeah.
But we pivoted our whole business to talk and teach more about videos, because we've seen how important it has been and how life-changing it's been. And just want all of you out there that's watching, you know, to, you know, get out the sideline, just like Greg was sharing. You know, it's not saturated. It's not saturated, but you have to get started in your market and start, you know, creating quality content so you can be that face for that market. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Crazy thing is people will be advocates, like they will advocate for you.
Yes.
You start looking at your analytics and where this stuff comes from. And, you know, YouTube has this deal where it'll tell you that if your traffic's coming from external sources, one of the top external sources that for my channel, what I'm starting to see now that I've been doing this for a little bit is SMS text messaging. meaning that someone is texting my video to someone else to take a look at.
Wow.
And I don't know who these people are, but thank you.
Yeah, that's right. But that's true. People will share your content. And if it's good content, you know, entertaining, and you are, you provide really good content and you're entertaining, you know, you're fun to watch. You know,
my wife's in the corner, so I appreciate that.
Awesome.
That's awesome. One thing I like about videos, people responding to the video, is that they feel like they already know you. And so when you're talking to them, you don't really have to sell anything, really. They're already sold. You find that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the consultations become a whole different thing than what they typically are. You know, usually you're talking about you and how awesome you are and what you can do for them and why they should work with you and like all of that. When, you know, you'll get people who they'll call me up and they'll be like, I just watched like 7 or 8 of your videos.
Right.
And I'm like, man, that's like an hour and a half strong. You walk me for like an hour and a half straight. And, you know, like they connect with you, or if they'll send a text, and like right now I'm still answering all of the reach outs, you know, like we're going to put some leverage pieces in place. But, you know, you start answering these text messages, you call them back and they're like, this really you?
Uh-huh. That's true.
This the guy in the video, right? Yep. I'm like, yeah, man, it's me. Who did you think you was calling? You know?
Exactly. You know what's funny? And even since I've gotten more comfortable to just really be my really true, silly self, you know, animated, comical self. I've gotten a lot of people over the last few years that have reached out and said, girl, you are hilarious. I've seen all your videos. You like the Cleopatra video that I did.
That was fire right there.
Do you know I have over 1,000 organic views? And that's just, I just posted it on my personal page.
Right.
I told Carl, I said, I need to do some crazy, you know, a little funny stuff like that. And at the end of the day, call to action.
Yeah.
People like that stuff. You know, I put some like clips in there that like you would not expect to see. Like I had that one deal, I was talking about interest rates being low. And then I had that like African dude going under the limbo that was on fire with crazy music. They're like, you know, it's like an attention grabber. It's like somebody wasn't paying attention. They're paying attention now, you know?
Yeah.
But no, absolutely. You know, James Rimburn, I just posted this in the Zillow Killer group.
I saw it.
Just a little bit ago before. You know, before we jumped on this call here, and I'm really now, I think, just beginning to understand what he's talking about when he explains the power behind creating your own distribution network and creating your own content and building a brand that's you, right?
Yes.
You know, and it's, once you do that, you'll find that like people will be drawn to you, clients, buyers, sellers, people will be drawn to you, but also affiliates in the industry. You know, like I've got a partnership now with my photographer where we can collaborate. You know, you build something like this, like a channel, like it's something that's valuable. Like it's getting attention. It's getting eyeballs. You can add people into the fold and mutually benefit. Their business can grow from all these views. Your business can grow from the collaboration. And so like right here, you guys have a shout out for your title company. You know, it's mutually beneficial. Like I've got a shout out for my photographer now because we're going to build out a whole playlist on what can you get in San Antonio for X number of dollars and then take people through neighborhoods and kind of show them and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. And
I didn't want to have to go taking a bunch of pictures of them all. I was like, why don't you call up Joey and see if y'all want to partner up on this thing. Like y'all been rocking for a good 5-6 years. So I shot it past him and he said, you know what? This sounds great. Let's go.
Cool.
That's
awesome. Congrats. That's
a great idea. Because neighborhood walkthroughs are very popular. Very popular.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's just unlimited, you know, opportunities with videos.
And but you know, James changed my life. You mentioned he changed my life. I was not doing video. Well, Lo was bugging me about it for years and I would never do it. And then when I talked to James one night, he said the same thing that you said, but it was just different.
You see that? And you know what? I didn't get that different. And James, I said, thank you. And I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You got to hear it from somebody else.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Right.
But I'm glad you mentioned all of the things you put in your video, because you guys are very animated and I love to watch you. But if you're someone like me that you feel like you're not as animated, that helps the video, adding that stuff to it.
Oh, yeah. You can throw different things in there and mix that up and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I've got some videos where like I really need to kind of hone in and like get this out there and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, the thing about it is that if you're your true self, like you will attract people that resonate with you. So the clients now, like, I don't deal with very many crazies anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's good.
I don't know if I just repel that, you know, or what, but like, you know, people, they reach out to you and they just normal people now for some reason. I don't know.
They feel comfortable with you. It's the know, like, and trust factor that you are immediately being able to, you know, connect with that person. And you can't beat that, because once somebody can see you and hear you and they just feel like they can trust you, because I know you've gotten that, you know what? I just feel like I can trust you. Carla gets it all the time.
Oh yeah.
All the time.
I get their whole stories, family stories.
It's crazy. But when they call, like you said, they're warm. They're already warm. They already ready to do some warm to hot. So there's nobody cold, nobody wondering, like you said, time wasters. They're ready to do something.
Yeah. I mean, heck, you get somebody who watch a handful of your videos, they watch you back to back to back. You got them.
Yeah.
You got them.
Absolutely. That's cool. Well, this has been great. So, and we went over our limit a little bit, but it was well worth it, guys. For those that's watching the replay, oh my goodness. Again, if you have any questions, post them below. If it's something I don't know, I'll reach out to Greg. Or, you know, Carl, I'll reach out to Greg. We'll get your question answered. Greg, how can people contact you or reach out to you?
So, let's see. I'm on Facebook, Greg Foster, San Antonio, Texas. You can look me up. I've got my own page and all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't have too many realtors on the YouTube channel. Fools with the algorithms a little bit.
right. I got you.
That fools with the algorithms a little bit. But I tell you what, if you've got folks who are thinking about moving to San Antonio and they're needing a resource to come out to this area, you can always reach me 210-510-9444. You can hit me at Greg, G-R-E-G, at mymarketboss.com. Team name's Market Boss, and we cover the whole San Antonio metro, the adjoining cities, and we'll take care of you on referral fees too. Like, we got you on that.
Awesome.
The referrals. Awesome.
Wonderful. Carl, you have anything else?
No, this is great. Thank you so much for your time. This is
No, absolutely. I appreciate y'all. I really do. Thanks a lot.
Well, no problem. Everybody, y'all know what time it is. Now it's time to go take action. Have a good evening.